Santa is still tops in the polls. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox, and Merry Christmas. Despite all the efforts of the many political candidates this year to get top ranking in the polls, Santa is still tops. Gary Crawford has more.
Ah, yes, Santa, an ancient familiar part of our holidays, but he seems to be as hot a star now as ever. But how did he get his start?
There was a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century.
That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Efland.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, watched out for children. He's also the patron saint of sailors. It was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America.
Only this St. Nick evidently didn't have reindeer. He had a donkey, yes. And the kids put their wooden shoes by the fireplace after putting straw in them to feed the donkey, of course. And in return, St. Nick left a little gift in the shoe.
St. Nicholas in Dutch was Sint Niklas.
And when the Dutch came to the New World, to New Amsterdam, they changed the shoes to stockings. After all, you can get a lot more stuff in there. And also, they took Sint Nicholas.
And then they shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
But in this country, many of these began to sort of come together and were really given life in 1823.
Was the night before Christmas in all through the house.
Dr. Clement Clark Moore's poem, The Night Before Christmas, and Ann Efland says,
it includes a lot of the, you know, the reindeer on the roof and the stockings by the hearth and all of those bits and pieces that we associate with the Santa Claus legend.
He's making a list, checking it twice.
Yes, and the most recent change in Santa's appearance, which has been accepted, showed up in the 1930s in a series of ads and calendars by the Coca-Cola Company, yes, who made him even older, fatter, more grandfatherly, and thirsty, of course. In Washington, you better be good. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Merry Christmas, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.